Tlingit teacher Juan Tlain, Virginia Oliver, has wheeled an old-school transparency projector into the Wrangell Cooperative Association's Cultural Center downtown. Community members and Tlingit language students have been meeting at lunchtime nearly every day, making gifts like tina, copper shields, and practicing traditional songs and dances. They're preparing to greet the Polynesian Voyaging Society Hokulea canoe on a years-long journey called Moana Nui Akea, a journey for the earth. Oliver introduces the class by welcoming Elder Kudachgaha Ben Jackson and also pointing out the Wrangell clan leaders present.
The clans in Wrangell are the Nanya Ayi Wedu, Kadrat, Nanya Ayi, Kayash Kiditan Wedu, Kuntsi.
The tribe and community have also been meeting on Sundays to put together a welcome ceremony, and leaders from Wrangell clans have been meeting on Wednesdays to plan a cultural exchange with the Polynesian voyagers. Today, the projector is out so Oliver can show lyrics to songs the community is learning or refreshing. Some don't need a transparency slide, like the Wrangell welcome song. Or the Wrangell entrance song. Others need more practice and may even be brand new to some who are singing and drumming.
Don't be worried. We're going to have time to learn it. You guys think?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It starts out with you.
Songs are part of At'u, sacred clan property, so some songs are reserved to be sung by smaller groups of people. Some songs have been gifts, and they all have stories. Oliver says this song, Ch'auditani Chich, is about the elders hearing a frog hat speak to them as they went to repatriate it from a museum down south.
But they went in to get the frog hat and it spoke to the elders. They heard it. Oh. It said something to them. And the song is about that. Wasaya Akha. What did I hear? What did I hear you say? The fathers are fathers' frogs. Kach adiyatki. Kach adiyatki. Children, that's you guys, you wolves. You're the children of the ravens.
Another song the group is preparing, Kachachguk, is a song of mourning and of celebration.
It was about hunters that were blown out from Chichkakwan, Kiksuti men were blown out. They went and they were blown way off, and they figured they went to Polynesia because they were describing these trees. And he kept dreaming. He watched the night sky and he was dreaming of coming home. He had two wives, an old wife and young wife. Young wife got married. Old wife went to the water and waited for him. She never gave up hope of seeing him, and he never gave up hope of coming. And they say that he did. They did come back. And I think with the help of the Polynesians, they came home. And old wife was down on the water on a rock, and she could see him. The way people recognize someone walking, she recognized the way he was paddling. And Kachachguk has returned. Kachachguk has returned.
Other songs speak of the strength and long history of the Stikin Tlingit people and celebrate familial connections. Elder Kudachgaha Ben Jackson is a fluent Tlingit speaker and shares encouraging phrases with the group preparing songs.
You're all going to say this. You just gather around and we're not going to worry about it. We're going to walk through it.
In Tlingit, Oliver explains Polynesian people are called octopus tentacle people.
Octopus tentacle people.
The Hokulea crew plans to leave Petersburg early in the morning on June 27th and paddle through the Wrangell Narrows to the tip of Wrangell Island from Petroglyph Beach, which is scattered with rock carvings thousands of years old. Then they'll travel south along the coast and into the downtown harbor and to Chief Shake's Island, where they'll ask for permission to land at the Cedar Clan House.
Yungaywane!
a group from Wrangell plans to meet the Hokulea in their own canoe or yak. This is their paddle song.
It's going to be neat. We're getting the canoe ready right now, the big one.
Sitdachudzi, Tom Gillen, is the clan leader for the Tawkwedi, a clan of the Raven Moiety.
Pressure washed yesterday, and we're going to try to get it turned over, see what it looks like on the inside, and practice paddling, because we don't want to get somebody in there that panics about time to get off the dock and roll it over and everybody's swimming in the ocean.
Gillen keeps time in the songs on a drum he's painted himself.
Well, I got the Raven. And then I got 9 feathers around it, and each feather represents one of the original tribes of Wrangell. I think eventually there was 10, but this is the 9 original.
He says he's feeling good about most of the beats he's keeping.
I got the beat to it, but then you get to the end of it, you know, and then it's got that hesitation, and I missed both of them.
Middle schooler Stella Buness and her sister Piper are learning songs and also thinking about their regalia.
I had the headband, and then it just fits Piper better. And then we had my dad's old regalia from when he used to do this, so Piper got it. We're seeing if my Auntie Sabre has any. I always still have to ask her.
Tlingit teacher Oliver says she's honored to be chosen to help with the arrival and departure of the Hokulea.
I think it's really interesting that they're coming and bringing awareness to the climate and also to the stars.
She says it's especially exciting to participate in a cultural exchange. There are many parallels between the oppression of Native Hawaiians and Tlingit people. Both peoples were subject to vicious cultural and linguistic repression at the hands of church and colonial authorities.
Because their children were put in boarding schools, and here in Wrangell there is a boarding school. The remnants of it is still here. It's fresh in people's minds. And there's a boarding school out there, and you know, it's so similar to talk about the boarding schools, to talk about the loss of the culture, the stolen culture, and to talk about the songs that they're going to share, because they're navigating. They want to look up at the Alaskan skies too and see if they can teach a little bit about stargazing and navigating.
It won't be the first time Polynesian voyagers will visit Kachanak or Wrangell. Oliver remembers dancing to greet paddlers who came through in the 1990s.
Yeah, I was dancing at Shakes Island, and I was dancing by a jit, Linda DeWitt, and our buttons hooked, and we had to dance together through the whole thing because we were hooked. We didn't want to stop dancing, you know, and I'll never forget that. But it was such beautiful weather, though. God, I remember the weather was just beautiful.
Oliver says she hopes it will be just as beautiful as Wrangell greets the Nakwetlegequan, the Polynesian voyagers, once again. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.